right.
Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast episode 575. My name is Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello, good day. Good day. Sorry about my tardiness.
That's fine. That's fine. I know you're getting the hang of, being a working gal and commutes and all that stuff. You're back at your palatial estate, which is...
I am, yes.
Yeah. I'm not in D.C. this week. I decided to just stay home because it's 4th of July. So I didn't want to go up there. I figured it was going to be really busy.
Are you still sick?
A little bit. Can you hear it, my voice?
Barely. Barely.
I got COVID.
Yeah, I don't want to take any chances. I may never see you again.
Maybe.
In person.
This keeps up.
Yeah. You're sick all the time. You got a pretty bad immune system. No offense.
That's not true at all. I don't really get sick. Not like this, where it's like, I might not feel good for a day. But this was like going on week two.
Jesus.
But I feel a lot better. I'm like 90%, I would say.
Okay.
A little bit of a cough and a little bit of a little snotty still.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely think there's something going around. There was a few people at work that showed up and they were sick. And I was like, why are you here? What's going on? Get away from me.
I thought that was the lesson we learned from the COVID time, was that if you're sick, just don't come in. But I think that's changing. I think people are afraid of losing their jobs. So they're kind of back.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I will avoid you at all costs. Get away from me. Not just because of COVID. I could really care less about COVID. I've just realized that I am not invincible because I didn't get sick for like 4 years straight, like not a sniffle, nothing. And then all of a sudden, last October around Milton, I got hit with COVID. And then I think I got hit with COVID again. And then I got sick last month. And it's ridiculous. So I don't trust my immune system. And that's why I might stay away from you. For the foreseeable future.
I think by next week I'll be fine.
Okay.
I gotta be.
I'll
right?
be the judge of that. Yeah.
I would hope so.
Right.
But yeah, a little still getting over it a little bit. It is 4th of July weekend, one of my favorite weekends. Summer has officially arrived. We just finished up Pride, the American Ramadan, the whole month of June, taken up, and now we can move on to the second American holiday, the follow-up to Pride, which is 4th of July. What are you doing for 4th of July?
Well, I don't know. I know I kind of asked you a few weeks ago what your plans were. I had a really great time at your place last year, so I thought maybe we could recreate that. But it seems as though we might be spending time with my partner's family.
Oh.
But we may not be doing that because the weather is going to be atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Traffic's going to be really bad, too. I mean, I would imagine it would be. You got the Boom by the Bay event. Then you have the American Telugu Sambaralu Conference.
Oh, that old gag.
Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's a convention center.
What is this, like the indigenous population of the Everglades or something?
I don't know. I was just reading about it. Let's see. Share this tab instead. It's here it is. This is the conference here. It looks like some sort of Indians, I believe.
Yeah, that looks South Asian.
Okay.
That looks real South Asian.
Yeah.
Final guess, India.
South India.
With maybe a splash of Sri Lanka.
I can't read anything here, but it's at the Tampa Convention Center. I don't know what it is. It serves the Telugu community across North America. But what is that just?
I don't even know what that is. And I feel like I'm a pretty like in the know when it comes to cultural stuff.
Yeah.
Never heard of Telugu. I've heard of Boogaloo. I've never heard of Telugu.
Well, Telugu appears to be a language. Telugu.
Oh, okay.
Dravidian language native to the Indian states of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana.
Oh, those. Yeah.
Those ones. Yeah.
India is a big place, you know. They speak a lot of different languages there, whether it's Hindi or Bengali. So,
yeah.
Uru, I think, is popular in Pakistan.
Heard that before.
Uru, something like that. Mm.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So they're having their conference. I don't know what goes on there. I'm interested to know.
Maybe some, like, if it's a cultural thing, I'm going to guess maybe some dancing, maybe some singing, maybe some feasting.
Telugu Sam. Well, let me break this down.
All here. Right.
American Telugu. Mm-hmm. Telugu. I'm probably not saying that right. Sambar Ralu. Mm. I should call my friend Kayer and just ask him. I feel like he'll get mad at me.
I don't think he speaks Telugu.
Of course he doesn't. But.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know, he's, you know. From that region, or his family.
I thought he's from here. He was born here, though, right?
Born here, his family.
Yeah, I understand.
I can't figure out what this second word means, the Sambaralu. But anyway.
I don't know. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. I just thought I was like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
Never heard of that before in my life. But they're at the convention center, and apparently it's going to be very well attended. So traffic is going to be really bad if you're going to the Boom by the Bay event. And of course, heavy rain. Is expected in the coming days, not the entire day, they say, but not in the entire weekend won't be a rain out, they say, but right, it's going to be that summer pattern, you know, a few hours of rain mm-hmm. probably during firework time. I am not going to be venturing out to Boom by the Bay or anything like that. I might do a safety harbor event in the morning.
Yeah, that's what you said. Oh, in the morning.
Yeah, it's actually, there's like a little parade there or something in downtown Safety Harbor, so I might do that.
Remember when last year you and your fiance said you were going to meet us somewhere, and then we got there, and you just decided to make a UE, and you went home, and you didn't tell us, and we were looking for you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's cool. I forgot about it. That's fine.
I was too hammered. I was drinking all day.
Yeah. But yeah. I was just like, where are you guys parked? And you're like, we're at home. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I remember Julia got mad at me about that. I think I was like, man, I got to pee. We have to turn around because there's going to be nowhere to pee.
Yeah.
At that place.
That's okay.
And then I was just like, you know what? I'm not going. And then we just stayed home and I think just watched, you know, sorted fireworks from the house.
Mm.
I don't know if I might get some fireworks. I don't know. I got a Costco membership now. I know that Costco's got a big old thing.
Firework package.
Yeah, just like, you know, snakes and sparklers, that type of thing. But maybe just do some fireworks at the crib. And, you know, with the weather, I don't think I'm going to be doing very much, honestly.
Yeah, last year was super fun. You know why it was so much fun? Because of Australia Gate. Do you remember that?
No.
Australia Gate was maybe one of my fondest memories that I'll have of you. And it's nice to know that you were blacked out.
Okay,
you remember now? Okay. Yeah. It was beautiful.
Still, please share.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Australia Gate, I was over at Will's house along with a bunch of other people having a ball, having a good time, drinking some. I think I was having some seltzers. The sun was shining, the music. We brought our speaker. It was a good time. And then we kind of like, you know, as any group of people do, you kind of corner off in your own little conversations. And I believe the conversation consisted of you, me, my boyfriend, and one of your friends. And I've been known to be, I would like to use a curious person as the nomenclature. But see, people often tell me I'm an interrogator, which is fair. And I was asking your friend, we'll just call him Dylan. Asking Dylan about another person who was not in attendance about why that relationship dissolved. You know, there was another friend by the name of, I just want to use his real name. I can't even think of a name. Joshua, whatever. I wanted to know why Josh's last relationship you know, dissolved. He was currently with someone else at that time, but I'm like harping back onto a previous relationship of his, and I'm a nosy broad. So I started asking Dylan some questions about it. What happened with Josh's relationship? How did it end? Why did it end? And he started to try to dance around an issue of that Josh just was kind of a know-it-all and he didn't really respect his partner's view on the world. And I needed an example because whenever something is vague, folks, you have to ask for an example. For example, what do you mean? And he comes out and he goes, one day Josh was with his lady who was his ex-fiance. And I guess they were looking at a map. And this woman who was pushing 30 at the time, 27, 28, perhaps, looked at a map, pointed to a landmass, and said, "What's that?" Quote, "What's that?" Unquote.
A very large landmass.
Large landmass. And your friend Josh said, like, essentially, "Are you effing kidding me?" And she's like, "No, I don't know what that is." And he was like, "That's Australia." And she's like, "Oh, that's where it is." And that essentially was the catalyst to the end of their relationship, because in his mind, rightfully so, in Josh's mind, he was like, if you don't know this, what else don't you know? Mm-hmm. And if you don't know this, how can I trust your judgment or knowledge on anything? Because clearly you don't know nothing. And then I'm not saying that's will cause the end of the relationship. But I think that after that, I would say Josh maybe had an air of like arrogance about himself and maybe was a bit belittling to his partner thereafter. And every time she would try to weigh in on a topic, he's like, right, but you don't know where Australia was. And you're almost 30. So
it's a valid point. You know what bugged me about that too, and bugs me about people in general these days, is they're so understanding that. That's, I mean, I think you and I were both like, oh my God, that's how can
grounds for dismissal. Absolutely. Yeah.
You're too stupid to live. Maybe even execution should be your punishment. Well, if you don't, I mean, that's a little rich, but what I'm saying is it's a big deal to not know that. And then the guy who was telling the story was just like, you know, yeah, so what? She didn't know. It happens.
He ended up leaving. The friend who told the story, you, myself, and my boyfriend started laughing aggressively. Like, what the F? You know, just, you know, words were flying out of our mouths. Like, this is outrageous. You and I were like, of course he broke up with her. I would break up with her. You can't have that person in your dwelling. They don't know what Australia is. And I think that the friend who spilled the beans was like, thought we were being insensitive and inconsiderate, which we were. And he got up and he left. But I was so drunk, yeah. I didn't realize. I was just in a laughing fit, just having the best time of my life.
Yeah.
I think he left not only the pool area, but I think he left your house.
Yeah, shortly after that. Yeah, it's interesting. People are very accepting of just about anything these days, which is, you know, bizarre to me. Speaking of, you know, we mentioned Pride. I happened to be downtown last week for Pride. Did you?
Why?
I'm assuming you didn't do any Pride.
No, festival. No, I'm done forever. So.
So I was there because there was like, I have a couple friends that are moving. They're moving to New Jersey, Jersey City, you know, New
do
York.
Do I know them?
Yeah. I guess Nicole and Ben.
They're moving to Jersey?
Yeah. Jersey.
When?
Like this weekend. Oh. So they had kind of like a goodbye meal.
Yeah.
And then they were like, let's go get drinks at Trophy Fish and then go to Tap House. Have you ever been to Trophy Fish?
No, but I've been to Tap House.
Oh my God. So they make really good drinks there, I will say. I got my tab and I bought a few drinks.
No, let me guess.
My tab was...
Let me guess.
Yeah.
This is going to upset me as a person of the Jewish faith. You bought a couple drinks and it was $132.
Really close. $148.
For how many drinks exactly?
10 drinks? Maybe total?
Okay, well, that's $15 a drink. Yeah.
And they were kind of like, you know, the fancy.
Yeah, what do you expect?
I didn't expect that. I knew it was going to be a hefty.
Did you buy 10 drinks? Did you have 10 drinks?
No, I didn't. I had my partner on my fiance on my tab. And then I bought the people who were leaving a few drinks each.
Fair enough.
So, you know, it just kind of accumulated. So not saying I will never go back there again, but probably not.
May I ask a question?
Not, yeah.
Is there no price on the drinks?
There was. I did see, you know, on the menu. I'm like, Jesus, $14 for a tequila sunrise or whatever it was.
Espresso martini. Yeah.
Yeah. Something else. But, you know, it was an event and it was occasion. So I just said that this is just what it is.
Yeah.
I got it. And they did buy our dinner, which was really nice.
Oh, just yours or the whole?
Everybody that went. There was probably 10 people.
Wow. Okay. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
I was like, yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. You did the right thing. Wait a second. But I'm sure there are other people in attendance, some of which are physicians. They didn't. Yeah,
they did.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it was flowing. Everybody's very generous.
Ah, okay.
So then after that, which I was shocked that it wasn't totally slammed there, because number one, it's Pride Parade is going on, and it's a weekend, and I just assumed plenty of seats available. The bar was pretty full, but plenty of seats on the outside of the bar, which I'd never experienced. And then we went into Tap House, which is the old place where I used to do the stand-up comedy open mics.
Yeah, I've been there.
It used to be called Sly Bar. Now it's Tap House. So that's kind of like my go-to bar. If I'm going downtown, I like to go to Tap House. My friend owns it. And it's just
Our mutual friend Kelly loves that place.
Yeah. Oh, it's really kind of gained a following. It was kind of on the verge of when I was doing comedy there.
Yeah.
Going out of business. But it's finally because it's kind of up a little bit past Grand Central, even into it's 20th Street, 20th.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Mm-hmm. 20th Street, something like that. Yeah, 20, 21st. So industry and just commerce is kind of built up to that area now, because downtown kind of had an explosion.
Yeah.
You know, after Ferg's, I would say for a long time, it was kind of just assorted small, weird businesses. Mm-hmm. And there was, you know, the bars that started to open up, but there was kind of like this, you can't really walk from Tap House downtown. You could, I guess, to the main downtown strip.
It's a trek for sure. Yeah.
But now it's caught up. So now it's got a good following, well attended. It's Pride weekend. They got all the Pride stuff up. So this happens. And really at the time, nobody really said anything about it. But I thought it was a fever dream because I had a few drinks at this point. There's a crew that comes in, three gay men. I'm not going on a limb here saying they were gay. One of them, to me, was dressed like Cupid, like a baby almost. But I think it was like a dress type of thing that kind of resembled a diaper and this loose fitting.
Okay, like a skirt, no top kind of thing.
It was a top, and I think it must have been women's clothes of some kind. I see them walk in and I don't, you know, whatever. I don't really think about it. Just enjoying our conversation here. So this bald baby goes up to my friend and goes, "You're very beautiful," and tries to smooch him. Just goes for it.
Which Not friend? Like, can you tell me without telling me?
Well, I don't. Do you know Sheev?
Yeah.
Okay. Sheev.
Yeah. I know Sheev. Yeah, I mean, he's an attractive man.
Good looking guy.
Got a nice face.
Yeah, he's a beautiful
guy. But didn't he recently get married in the last 2 years? Something like that?
Yeah. To a woman. Not a homosexual.
No, not there's anything wrong with that, right?
No, sure. But I just thought it was so ballsy. And, you know, she didn't skip a beat. She just kind of gives him, he goes in for the kiss. And she just kind of gives him a head and just goes, "Get out of here."
The wife?
No, his wife was not there. It was just a group of guys. It was a boy.
No, but you said she. Who is she? Sheev. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. God. Yes. Sorry. So it's okay. It's my mouth.
That's okay. So Sheev just kind of dodges them.
Is in conversation speaking and just goes, and then just continues talking, which I'm just kind of like, did anybody Because nobody acknowledged it at all.
He didn't say, like, what are you doing?
Nope, nobody said anything. He just kind of moved his head, went, kind of made a face like, get out of here. But didn't say, like, dude, get out of here. He just, and then the guy kind of went, was embarrassed and just kind of walked out and went to another bar, I guess.
But I that's like borderline assault, but okay.
I think it's just different with, and it's like, you know, on that weekend, it's like sexual harassment day for gays. You can kind of just like, you assume that everybody's gay.
Yeah, there. But so, even still, I mean, whatever. I would have said something.
I agree.
I would have felt emboldened, especially as like a female or something. And
I just couldn't believe like nobody, there was like a group, or I mean, it's like five people. Yeah. Kind of standing around, and I, you know, I was kind of like looking for somebody that's, and nobody else.
Yeah, and then when that happens, you're like, can we need to address this in proper fashion and be like, what is going on? Versus when everyone ignores it, and then you think like, did that really happen? Like, why isn't anyone reacting to this?
It was
the perpetrator heavily intoxicated? Not that that's an excuse, but
I think so.
All right,
it looked like he'd been partying all day.
All right.
But yeah, and then I texted some buddies and I'm like, did anybody see this? And they're like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Like, I thought it was a fever dream for me or something. But yeah, apparently it did happen. So that was my Pride experience. And then I just went home.
Yeah. I think I'm done with Pride experiences.
What's that?
I think I'm done with Pride experiences.
I get it.
I think I have Pride fatigue.
Yeah.
It's
this year, you know, the companies didn't really participate like they have in the past. It was a kind of a vibe shift, if you will.
Yeah. Even with myself, like last year I went, you know, just to kind of like see, I used to just want to be like, let's just see. It's a parade. It's a festival. But now I'm like, no, I'm done.
There was obviously it's, you know, a big thing. Here in St. Pete, there's also, you know, this, we have the mayor of New York, for example, the mayor candidate, I should say, he didn't win yet, the Zohan, that guy who just won the Pride, Cuomo. His main thing is like Palestine. I don't understand it really. I mean, I get it kind of, but, you know, we're here in America. You're running for a mayoral seat in the biggest city in America. And his biggest concern is Palestine. There's also here with Pride, I saw this. There was people protesting Pride that are gay because of Palestine. Did you?
This is what you sent me a few weeks ago. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of old. It's May 27th, the article.
It's applicable.
Weirdos.
Yeah. Because it's not prideful enough. I thought it was in the opposite direction when you first sent this to me. I thought it was like, hey, we don't want to co-sign on the Q's and the T's and the pluses and the A's. But in fact, it was the opposite. It was, hey, you're not being prideful enough. We need to mix in Palestine. We need to mix it in.
It's really, I heard somebody, a podcast, say that it's really, if you're just like, one of these people, you're just like anti-white, and most of them are white, ironically.
Yeah.
There is something to that. I don't know exactly if that's true, but there is something there.
Oh, no, there is more than something there. You know, I think Jews, that's kind of like, what unites them.
Jews are like the ultimate whites, kind of.
What do you mean? Like, They're the ones protesting?
Some of them are, which is weird because it's this weird flux of different types of people and different groups. But, you know, obviously the Jews are not, nobody's really a big fan of either side.
That's one way
to
say it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, obviously the right gets accused of being anti-Semitic, but the left is, I mean, it's in their DNA now. Like with stuff like this, where it's just like they're talking about The People's Pride Coalition, even that sounds communist, the PPC, consists of local organizations, including the Tampa Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, the Justice Advocacy Network, and the Tampa Democratic Socialists of America, which that Zohan guy is one of those. They formed in the wake of October 7th, the attacks on Israel, and Israel's response to the attacks on Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. So they're just upset. Obviously, a lot of people are kind of upset about this stuff. I find it bizarre, and this is not a new thought or anything, but Palestinians and Muslims are not fans of gays.
What?
Or trans. Yes, or trans.
I don't think so. I don't think you know. I don't think you know. Big fans.
It's true.
Big fans.
It's true. I just find it like it's this radical that white people have, particular, this like radical empathy where it's just like you're so empathetic and so for the downtrodden to your own demise, potentially.
Totally. Yeah, I talk about this a lot, actually.
It's so bizarre. Mm-hmm. Just because these, like I said, I mean, like they would be killed if they were in Palestine. I get, though, at the same time, Anna, mm-hmm. that you can be like, yes, they wouldn't like me. However, I'm, you know, removing myself from that. I'm being unbiased, right? I do feel like Palestine should be its own thing and mm-hmm. Israel should be. So you could still, it's bizarre, but I get the logic. At least that, yeah. I'm just removing my bias from it.
I mean, yes, there are white people that hate white people, and there are Jews that hate Israel.
Yeah.
And I hate calling them like self-hating Jews because, like, okay, maybe they think that Israel is committing war crimes for whatever reason. They're not, but whatever. Let's just say that they think that. Fine. I'm not going to just call. I hate when people just call you like a traitor. Cause here's what happens is when you go like, oh, you're a self-hating Jew, right? I've heard my parents say that about other Jews. You know, my dad's, let's just say, not a big fan of a Bernie Sanders. Right. And then he'll find some Arab guy who, like the son of Hamas. I don't know if you've heard this guy speak. He ended up converting to Christianity and he talks about how Hamas is like a death cult. And I'm like, well, would you call this guy a traitor? My dad's like, no, he's just telling the truth. It's like, right. But from your perspective, you know what I'm saying? Is like his people think that he's a traitor. So, and you think your people are a traitor when they say that they are not in favor of what Israel is trying to accomplish.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it is, it's just very unusual that this issue has just taking up the, it's just upfront in American politics.
Yeah. Yeah. It is bizarre. What I think people don't realize is that the Palestinians already have a homeland, but no one wants to talk about it.
Which is what?
Jordan.
Jordan. Okay.
They're like 95% ethnically Palestinian. Number one. Number two.
Jordan doesn't want to take them in.
No. And if you look up what Palestine was, so Palestine is kind of just like a colonial entity. It's not really like a historical ethnic region. I mean, this was kind of put together. Well, it was called Palestina. The Romans called it that. And then after World War One, when the Allies won, you know, I think France got Lebanon and Syria, and then the British got Iraq, and then they also got what was called the British Mandate of Palestine, or the British Mandate for Palestine, which included modern day Israel and the territories, plus what they called at the time Transjordan. That was all the British Mandate for Palestine. Okay, and they said, listen, out of this British Mandate of Palestine, we're going to give 78% to the Arabs. Everyone there is apparently Palestinian, right? Because you're in the British Mandate for Palestine. 78% they gave to the Arabs, and the rest was supposed to be for the Jews. But there were still some Arabs living there, and then, you know, which essentially evolved into the current modern day conflict between the quote unquote Palestinians and the Jews that lived there. But everyone in that region initially was a Palestinian. Golda Meir, who was a former Israeli prime minister, had a Palestinian passport up until 1948. The Jews there were Palestinian. So it doesn't mean anything. The word Palestinian doesn't mean anything. All it was the Arabs living in that community. They don't even really have, outside of their religion, many of them are just kind of like, you know, not warring tribes, but different like Arabic tribes. Much like in Afghanistan, you have all these different tribes. There's like no one cohesive thing except the except for the Taliban. It's the same thing. Like there, it was just the Arabs living in that area. And if you want to call them Palestinian, that's fine, I suppose. But 95% of the people that live in Jordan are quote unquote Palestinian. So they technically already have a homeland. So go there.
Well, I don't think they're allowed in for some reason.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, I understand Jordan doesn't want to take in, you know, millions of refugees, even sure. though technically they're, I mean, you can call them refugees, but prior to October 7th, I wouldn't have called them. They were living in like permanent settlements. It's not like they were living in tents, most of them. So yeah. I don't know. It is what it is. I'm not placating, being nice anymore. I used to try to dance around the issue. I just don't care. And at this point, I spoke with my dad's friend who lives in Tel Aviv. I just go, why doesn't Israel just do what everyone is accusing it of doing? You know what I mean?
Might as well.
Yeah. I just said, I'm like, if your wife is like accusing you of being unfaithful and you're not, and just keep saying you're cheating on me. At some point, you might as well just do it because you're already getting blamed for it.
Right. Yeah.
But with human lives.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I just thought it was interesting that there was, you know, this group here in Tampa that is protest. They're gay and they're protesting Pride because they're not protesting. It's just so such a bizarre concept.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. So I hope they had a good day. I don't know what they did. We'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. And by the way, willsyoutube.com, 6 p.m. We're live. I got a Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. You can subscribe for free. You can get the podcast early if you do that. And there's a small donation, $5 a month, if you want to support the show. Really appreciate that. On the other side, Radio St. Pete and podcast listeners, you're going to be missing the church, gay church. We're going to continue the pride train. We got some Diddy stuff. We got a lot of stuff on the other side that's all uncensored that Radio St. Pete doesn't get to hear. So hopefully you'll join us next week, 6 p.m. willsyoutube.com. See ya. Radio St. Pete and podcast.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.